Idly hey.
Welcome to another episode of The Brett Allen Show.
Prepare to be astonished.
A pop culture podcast. Join Brett weekly as he interviews your favorite celebrities from film, television,
I'm back in business, baby!
Comedy, and much more.
Inconceivable!
Plus, you never know who will stop by.
Dude, we are so gonna party!
Now, here is your host, Brett Allen.
It's another episode of the Brett Allen Show, a pop culture podcast, and this is going to be a fun interview. If you are a fan of The Loud House, you are going to want to tune in. I know my seven-year-old is obsessed with the cartoon, and when we started seeing trailers and sizzle clips about the live-action film, which airs on the 26th of November, if I'm correct.
Yes, it does.
This is going to be a lot of fun. We are chatting with Morgan McGill, who plays the lead, Lynn Loud. Welcome to the show. It's great to have you.
Thank you. Yes.
Well, this is going to be a lot of fun. We're talking about all things Loud House today. So let's dive right in. We're going from animation to the big screen. How exciting is this for you to bring such a fun project to life?
It was so much fun, honestly. It was so cool meeting all the characters too and how they brought their characters to life. So it was just such like a fun set to work on.
Yeah, I can imagine it would have to be so much fun. Now, there's the cartoon, which everybody's familiar with, which is a lot of fun and it's hilarious. And there's always some sort of craziness or hijinks happening. But how do you bring Lynn Loud to life and give her all of the characteristics that the fans and the kids and everybody else are probably expecting? No pressure or anything like that.
Well, I worked with my private acting coach and we kind of brainstormed ideas how I could really influence the cartoon Lynn Loud into real life. So what really helped was like bringing the toughness together, because she's like a all-star athlete and she's just basically one of the boys. And so I just thought, like, oh, what would Lynn do? Like, what would Lynn do in this situation? And so I would just kind of bring all that toughness, brought it to life.
I love it. That sounds very exciting. Had you seen the animated version before this, or did you binge watch it prior? How did you kind of learn about the character?
Well, before, I used to watch The Loud House, like, a bunch, like, after school. I would come home, like, I think it aired around 5 o'clock, and I would just watch it, like, every afternoon, and it was just such a funny show, and I still sometimes watch it today.
That's fun. Now, there's a lot of expectation for this, I'm sure, but what can viewers expect to see what seems to be a fun holiday movie? What can people expect?
They can expect lots of action-packed, just very funny comedic times, and just a lot of action in this movie.
Yeah, I can imagine. And there's a great cast in this as well. So I can imagine just all of the people that you're working with, you just had a lot of fun. You filmed this in Atlanta over the summertime from what I've seen, but you guys made it look like winter. So that seems to be like a lot of fun. I'm very curious about this. Morgan, what sort of interested you or drew you into becoming an actor and wanting to become a storyteller?
Well, when I was around 6 or 7, I started doing theater. And so there's this place in Atlanta, it's called the Alliance Theater. And I used to do, like, it was like during the summertime, and we would like, it would be like stories like a Peter and the Wolf. And we would kind of make that to life. And after that, I started watching more movies and I was like, Mom, I want to kind of do acting. And she's like, okay. And then, so it was like slow for a couple of years. And then I started doing like commercials. And then it's in like 2019, that's when it started getting a little bit bigger. I was a co-star in HBO Lovecraft Country. And then after that, I did this movie. And so it was mainly like seeing the movies that inspired me to wanting to become an actor.
I love it. That's fantastic. Such a great story. And the future is bright for you, I'm quite sure. When you're not acting or performing, what other hobbies or things do you enjoy? What kind of keeps the creative juices flowing for you, Morgan?
I play a lot of sports. So I play tennis like every day after school. And I also have recently started doing volleyball, which are both really fun.
I love it. So as we wrap up here, and I like to ask all the actors this question, what is the best piece of advice that you have ever been given that has stuck with you or kept you motivated throughout your life and career?
Probably just to trust in yourself or believe in yourself and know that if you give your fullest, then it will pay back. And so basically for acting, I worked so hard and it finally led me into booking this movie. So it just kind of replays of how much you give into it.
I love it. Well, we have been chatting with the super talented Morgan McGill, who can be seen in the Loud House holiday film airing on the 26th. She plays the fun and exciting Lynn Loud. Morgan, thanks for joining me today. I appreciate it.
That brings today's show to a close.
Doodly do.
Thanks for stopping by. If you enjoyed the episode, feel free to share it with a friend and subscribe. It's absolutely free. The views and opinions of the guests do not necessarily reflect those of the host.
Autobots, roll out.
Go home.